Ms. Fetzer, you became the Vice President of Marketing for Mercedes-Benz Cars in November 2018. How did that come about?
Well, I've worked in different positions over the past 15 years. It was mainly in public relations or in communications, but there's always been an overlap with marketing. And to be honest, my main mission has always been to make sure that my team can unfold their knowledge and their experiences in a best possible way. And that's exactly what I do in marketing now.
Along with fashion, design, Formula One and Formula E, Mercedes-Benz is also an active sports sponsor in the lifestyle segment. What other sports does Mercedes-Benz sponsor?
Mercedes-Benz is well known that we have a couple of established sports that we sponsor, like golf or tennis or equestrian sports. Nevertheless, we have a super multidimensional brand that we open up to a broad variety of target groups. And with that, we also target many different audiences. And therefore, we became global mobility partner with ESL in October last year and started to be active in esports in 2017. Additional to that, we became an investor of SK Gaming. And that new commitment in esports actually gives us exactly that access to those new target groups for our brand.
Can you explain how esports goes together with Mercedes-Benz customers, whose average age is 50 years or older?
With the esports, a complete new but very important field in the branded entertainment sector opened up for Mercedes-Benz. That enabled us to maintain a game-based dialogue with future customers that are between 18 and 34 years old. So definitely a super interesting target group for Mercedes-Benz. Therefore, it's, to be honest, the perfect addition to our sports portfolio.
You decided to enter the world of esports by partnering with ESL. How did that decision come about?
We've been keeping an eye on the extremely fast-growing world of esports for a couple of years. ESL is one of the largest esports company in the industry. They have the most popular esports games and also won numerous online and offline tournaments. So they stand for top quality. They have international leagues and tournaments and therefore the perfect partner for Mercedes-Benz.
It seems like everyone's jumping on the esports bandwagon these days. Mercedes-Benz joined the movement nearly 2 years ago. Do you think that was the right time?
Yeah, well, it's true that esports definitely generates some kind of a hype these days. We see many companies who now jump on the wagon. But to be honest, even now the segment is growing, and it's absolutely amazing to see with which figures they're growing. I mean, we've got sold-out stadiums, we got huge cash prizes, we have millions of hours of online streaming, and still we don't see the end of the industry. So I think there's still great potential in esports, and we're super happy as Mercedes-Benz that we entered that early in that field, because we think it's crucial to be credible and authentic within that sponsoring, especially as a non-endemic brand.
You mentioned the extreme growth in the esports segment, the sold-out stadiums. Where do esports tournaments take place?
That depends on the specific esports title. If you take ESL, for example, where Mercedes-Benz is directly involved with, they're hosting the Dota 2 tournaments. And every year they decide where the four big ESL tournaments are held. And if you take 2019, they're in Katowice, they're in Mumbai, they're in Birmingham or in Hamburg. And next year, they'd go to Malaysia or even to Jakarta. So it depends on a yearly base.
What have you learned after nearly 2 years of esports sponsorship?
We've learned a lot. I can tell you an example. Our first event in Hamburg we were sponsoring, we took an ordinary campaign and streamed it to the fans, and it totally backfired because the fans said, "What do you want with your boring promotion here?" So it's a totally new way to understand target groups, and we need to take a completely different approach. So you can't take an existing template and use it on new platforms. On the next event, for example, we took our shuttles and designed them to resemble different players and characters, taking reptile cover for the G-Class. And with those little Easter eggs, we actually managed to be gratefully picked up by the community and also be shared on social media. So with those little examples, we can learn a lot. Today, I would say the collaboration with ESL is a huge success. especially since esports is very dynamic and very versatile, and much more versatile actually than conventional sports. In esports, we have the chance to emerge as a true partner, and we're able to shape things and be, well, I would even say integrated into the development of esports.
The public perception of esports is that it's all about excessive use of computers, online addiction and violence that includes killing in virtual space. How does Daimler position itself in this respect?
Esports is one of the few true global gamings. So esports has no borders. We have people all over the world who play together. We stream the tournaments 24/7. So it's more global, yet still far more connected than any traditional sports you know. Teams usually consist of multiple players. They come from different countries. They even train and live together. So there's a lot of demand for technical skills, good reflexes, a high degree of technical thinking ability. And we think that this professionalism we encounter in that industry, combined with the team spirit and the international community togetherness we see, is absolutely rewarding and fascinating for Mercedes-Benz.
Mercedes-Benz has been a jersey sponsor and shareholder in SK Gaming since January 2019. Why did you decide to acquire shares in SK Gaming?
Well, in esports, we didn't want to remain just an ordinary sponsorship partner. We wanted to be an integral part of the esports community. And this is why we invested in the esports organization in SK Gaming, because we benefit now that we have a true insight into what's happening within esports. We're taking part in the dialogues, and we have an authentic perception also for the activities we are doing in esports.
There are a lot of teams in esports. Many of them are more successful and better known than SK Gaming. Why did you decide to buy into SK Gaming and advertise with this team?
SK Gaming is one of the leading esports organizations, and it's also one of the world's best-known brands in competitive gaming. They have won more than 60 major championship titles over the past two decades. You can say they are a true pioneer of esports, and besides that, they stand for professionalism and reliability, just like Mercedes-Benz. However, for us, it was even more important that we share the same values and beliefs as SK Gaming. The organization, they're structured in a way that the teams are being supported and challenged on a long-term base, not just a short-term success. SK Gaming takes social environment and education seriously. They work in close cooperation with sports psychologists and physiologists, and they even shape nutritional plans and detailed training schedules for the players. So you can say that physical and mental fitness are of equal importance. Here during the Gamescom event in Cologne, we actually had a look at the headquarters, and I have to say it was absolutely amazing to see how professional they are doing their job.
That sounds interesting. Can you give us some examples of how that looks like in the team's daily routines?
Prior to the start of a world championship, for example, SK Gaming once made travel arrangements and covered the expenses for a Brazilian player's friends and family, because they did understand how important it is that family relations of the players stay intact. Another example is, take the FIFA player Dylan Mike. He's still in school. So SK Gaming actually makes sure to stay in close contact with his parents and to ensure that there's no negative impact from his gaming on his academic performance. So SK Gaming is not about simply playing. They work on a long-term sustainability. And that's also what's important for Mercedes-Benz, because sustainability is one of the basic principles of our corporate strategy and also a benchmark for our company's success.
Does Mercedes-Benz also support first-person shooter games?
We don't. We have an involvement with SK Gaming. We are represented in a variety of games, for example, Clash Royale, FIFA, Hearthstone, League of Legends, or Smite. But with those games, SK Gaming is not playing first-person shooter games.